Aloha and hello there. It is your boy. It is your Capitan. It is me. I am back. We were not recording last week. Did not record. It was post-Christmas, post-New Year's craziness. And then the stomach bug of the century hit the Bradley house. And I lost 11 pounds. Yeah. 11 pounds. It was a brutal 24 hours.
I felt it the best.
She did. Kayla was, I was brutally sick from probably 4 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Oh and my goodness.
It was bad. Like, bad.
I mean, I'm low-key jealous you lost 11 pounds, but that's not good.
I have no idea. You look shredded as fuck right now. And I'm like, yeah. Shouldn't
yeah, peak challenge.
Like, oh no, I shouldn't.
Now.
Oh Sabotage. God, it was terrible. So Kayla went down. She got it for.
I got it last.
She threw up one time, and she felt sick for like a couple hours, maybe. Kylo was down like me, pretty bad for multiple hours. Roxy had it first, and he was down for 6-8 hours. Nothing too bad, but that was our New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve, Roxy starts vomiting, and I'm like, great. So it was, so I apologize for not posting last week. And actually, I don't apologize. I was coming back from the dead. So I don't apologize. You wouldn't have had fun with an episode last week. But yeah, so we are back with an episode. I am joined by three of the most amazing, I would argue, three of my favorite people in the galaxy. I'm joined by Mrs. Captain Coffee.
Hey.
I'm joined by Diana.
Hello.
And I'm joined by the one and only Darth Omegas.
Hello there.
Well, that love. Stay tuned for that. That's my intro for the other one. I already called it. I'm like, that's mine. I'm excited. We are going to be doing so after Christmas time. I decided that I want to kind of get back to just having more conversations. I feel like that's the whole point of what this podcast is supposed to be. I don't mind it when it gets organized and there's game days and there's themes. It's fine. But I want there to be conversation. And that's what today's going to be. It's going to be superhero costume conversations, best and worst, kind of opinions. We don't really have a number. I think I have 6 favorites, 5 least favorites. Kayla doesn't have any, but she wants to participate in the conversation. And that's the whole point. Let's do a couple updates really quick on Captain Coffee side. Captain Coffee, we have How the Mint Stole Christmas that is leaving stores here in the next couple weeks. So once it's gone, Mrs. Captain Coffee has called it. It is her. She is taking the admin side of this because when I do it, it's a disaster. So when she does it, everything runs smooth. So she goes, this is our last time buying. We're not buying it again until next year. So if you want How the Mint Stole Christmas, you better jump on that bitch. Okay, that's number
one.
My
mom loves that. She ordered some for me for Christmas and then she opened up the bag and then she wouldn't give me the rest because she loved it so much.
Love that. That's great. You sent me that snap. Diana was like upset. You sent me a video and it was that was incredible. It was great. Yeah. All right, peak side, real quick. I'm taking on new people. So if you're ready to take your health to a different level, message me, DM me, let me know. I'm taking online clients. It's all online. You don't have to do face to face. But it's fun. It's a great time. We've got a couple people in Ohana doing it right now. They love it. It's great. And I just want to have people have a really healthy relationship with their health. That's all. Because I know that the health realm can be gross. And I agree. So that's it. That's all I got. Baby, you got anything you want to add in? Admin side? Nothing?
There's some coffees are on sale.
Say that again. A little louder for people.
There's some coffees that are on sale. I can't think of the specific ones right now, but there are coffees that are on sale right now.
So go look. Mainly whole bean. If you're a whole beaner, if you're a whole beaner, go get some beans. You know what I'm saying? Go get some beans. All right, Diana and Pat, anything before we do our deep breathing?
No.
No, I'm good.
Nothing. I'm just happy to have you guys here. Like genuinely.
We're happy to be here.
Happy to be here, buddy.
So, all right, we're going to do our breathing. I have done a whole lot of reading the last month on the importance of breathing. It is like a super tool that we should be all incorporating more into our daily routine. So we are going to actually do 2 deep breaths today to start off the new year. 2 deep breaths with a thankful for. Here we go. 2 deep breaths. So you know how we do. We get to that point where we can't inhale anymore. We do the on top of it, controlled exhale. And then one more time, we're doing 2. So everyone listening, I expect 2 inhales. Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, inhale. And on top of it, not one more. One more. All right, we're going to start with Mrs. Captain Coffee. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for spicy chips and dip.
She eats spicy chips and dip on a regular. It's like her cocaine. It's weird. It's her thing. It's her thing. Diana?
I am thankful our basement didn't flood in the terrible rain that we had, because it flooded in September and it was the worst.
Yeah, that does. That sucks. I'm just going to say it. That sucks taint. That's just, yeah. That's the worst. That's the worst.
It actually flooded a week before the wedding and ruined so much of our wedding stuff. So that was fun.
What? I didn't know this.
Yeah, there's so many Harry Potter things that were not at the wedding that were supposed to be at the wedding. Like all of your place cards, the reason why they look like that is because there was supposed to be a flying key glued to it. Those were gone. So all of our letters, so many things.
Right. I forgot about the keys because I remember you sent like a thing to like a group chat and you were like, I am losing my mind with these keys. I forgot.
Yeah.
That sucked. You spent so much time on the keys and you couldn't use them.
I spent so much time.
Let's not talk about that.
It's fine.
We're not going to open those. We're not going to open that. We're not going to open that wound. Agreed. I will forever say it for the rest of my life. Best wedding ever. Now continue. Pat, what are you thankful for, sir?
So I'm thankful for our mailman.
Oh.
So I ordered my wedding band, which is the one ring from Weta. It got mailed to us, but they didn't put the house number on the package, so I went back to New Zealand. This happened just before we went on our wedding, so we went on our honeymoon. I called Weta multiple times and finally got through to somebody, and I was like, hey, I'm not going to be home. I don't want this package to show up because apparently I have to sign for it, and there was no house number on it. So they say that they're going to take care of it. I see that it gets shipped and we were going to be out for the day. So I happen to talk to my mailman. I'm like, hey, this package is going to come. I got to sign for it. I give you total rights to sign for it. Just leave it. We get home and I have an email that it's been delivered. There's no package. So I happen to see him down the block. We somehow figure out that there was no house number on it again. But his landlord, happens to have the last name Mahoney and lives on our street. And he saw the name and thought it was supposed to go to her. So it possibly could have gone back to New Zealand, but those circumstances happened. And now I have my wedding band. So I'm thankful for my.
Yo, that is. That's quite the story. And that is quite the ring. That is quite the ring. Well, man, I don't know if I compete with a good one like the mailman. I would say I'm not thankful for the mailman because usually people say that and that, you know, the mailman, like who's that baby from the mailman? So I don't want to say that right now with Caleb here next to me. That would imply.
Should I be worried?
No, should I be? That's what I'm saying. I don't want to say it. Oh, the milkman. It's the milkman, not the mailman. I'm an idiot.
Man.
Me. I'm thankful for superheroes because we get to have these discussions. I have gotten a lot of drive, motivation, a lot of enjoyment. Some is honestly two of my favorite non-like marriage moments of my life have come from superhero movies. So the Endgame theater experience and seeing Spider-Man with the boys, that theater experience. I said non-major, like not getting married to you or meeting you or seeing you take your shirt off for the first time. Like those things were always the top of my list. But like I'm just saying, like take all of those away. Those two are my top. So I'm really incredibly, Captain, I mean, I have a Captain America shield tattooed to my side. Captain Coffee is here because of superheroes. So there's a lot. Kylo, not really a superhero, but from a nerdy genre. So I'm very thankful. And suits happen to be one of my favorite topics. And that's what we're going to discuss today. We're going to discuss the best and worst suits in superhero movie / game genre. So, hold on. Oh, he's good. I say we just dive in. Pat, Diana, what's your first one? Who you got? Like, what is a suit that you're like, yeah, that slaps good?
So I'm a huge Reverse Flash fan. And I love his outfit from the season one of the Flash show. It was the yellow on top, but the pants,
CW one?
They faded to black. So his pants were black.
Dude,
it wasn't the straight white, the straight yellow costume with like the red boots.
Like that one behind you. Like that's a straight yellow.
Yes.
The other one, CW, I agree with you. That suit is sick. That's a sick up. What we're going to do, this is going to be fun. I'm going to pull up the picture and I'm going to show Kayla, see what she thinks. She's going to say they all look good. But you also have to be honest. If you don't like it, you need to be like, no, I don't like it. All right, CW. Keep going. That's good.
But especially when like they do a live action superhero, sometimes the suits, they do come off too like cartoonish because, again, they're from the comic books. They're animated. That seemed more real. Because later on in the show, he actually does get the full yellow with the red boots, and it looks kind of cheesy. Whereas that one, I feel like he really looks like a villain, and you know, has like the dark tones.
He's evil.
Yeah, this is the Reverse Flash.
Oh, I was wondering why he was yellow. I was confused.
Yeah, that's the Reverse Flash.
I haven't seen it. I know, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so now let me show you. So I agree with you. I think that's his regular suit. I like it. I am not a huge heights superhero fan. I don't like that. It's not practical. When you put these guys in real life, them just running around in tights doesn't do it for me. Like, I love Batman. Batman has no reason to be running around in tights. No reason. Batman needs to have a little armor on. He's got to have a little.
At least it's not sweatpants.
Who wore sweatpants?
At least it's not sweatpants.
I mean, at least it's not. What does Christian Bale say?
Yeah, wearing hockey pants.
No, wearing hockey pants.
We're not wearing hockey pants. Yeah, yeah. Good suit. I like it. That's a good way to start. I agree with you. Very. I am a stickler that I do not like CW superhero costumes. I hate them all. That's the only one that I actually wait. I actually like the Flash. Hold on. I like the Flash. Yeah, compared to the other Flashes that we've seen, I actually like that one.
But again, they even did it in the CW show. The further he goes in the show, the more kind of cartoonish his suit gets. It gets a brighter red. He gets the yellow boots. Whereas like season two, he has like the white on the symbol of the circle, whereas the Reverse Flash has the black. And that looks really good because it's still like the textured leather where it's like actually aerodynamic and like it's not going to break down. Whereas later it does get to more like tights where I like it when it has like a practicality look to it.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree. That's a really good first start there. I agree with that. Diana?
So, I mean, my favorite of all, and I'm just going to go with it's the Gal Gadot outfit from the Wonder Woman movie, from the first Wonder Woman movie, like her Themyscira kind of like I'm not a fan of the Wonder Woman in the pants. I just don't like that, but I like her with the skirt and a little bit of the bustier. And like, we have a cool picture over here with like the like red kind of velvety cloak, I guess you can say.
The cape that she wears in Justice League. She's wearing it. And she like takes it off. She has that in the art print that we have where it's like flowing.
I agree. Yeah. She's got to have Kate.
You know, agreed. Kicks ass.
Brings out the Greekness of Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like the red Spartan cape.
Her suit is iconic. I mean, it's just an iconic suit. It's kind of got that armor feel to it. I dig that. I dig it. So I'm going to get into mine. This is going to be controversial. I can't decide which is my number one between these two suits. So I'm going to rapid fire my next two and we can discuss. I can't decide which are my two favorite. So number one, controversial movie. Everyone has mixed reviews on this one, but I still think to this day, the Henry Cavill Man of Steel suit is the crispest, cleanest suit in superhero movies. It is just it doesn't look human. It looks like it was literally off of Krypton. I am obsessed with that suit. I remember the first time I saw the suit in a picture, I saw him in it, and I'm like, he's not wearing the red tighties. And I'm like, yes, sign me up. Love, I, and again, I know I was just saying I don't like tights, and it literally tights on the guy, but I love it. Love it. I love that one. Number two, again, I can't decide between the two, and we can discuss in a second, is the Spider-Man Insomniac Spider-Man suit, Peter Parker suit. It's the white symbol with the bright red and the bright blue. If you have not seen it, look it up. It is gorgeous. You guys looking it up right now?
He literally somehow was able to just to show it to me immediately from the PlayStation.
I have the game, so I just had to go to the icon. It shows him and Miles.
That's cool.
It's a great, it's, we've seen so many different versions of a different spider, of a different color, red and blue, but to have the spider be white with that very bright red and very bright blue is just, it's the best Spider-Man suit, in my opinion. It's number one. And I know a lot of people are like, nah, Toby's, but my favorite.
I would like to point out something. I don't know if you actually know this, Mark.
Oh.
So the reason of the white spider is because that's the symbol on him when he first gets the symbiote back in Secret Wars in 88 in the comic. That white symbol is what is on his chest. It's not Venom. It's that's what the symbol turns into when he gets the symbiote suit for the first time. So it's a mixture of the two. It's the white symbol on the Superman, on the Spider-Man red and blue.
I knew that. I actually knew that.
That is, that makes me love it even more. That just makes me love it so much more. It's so good. It's so good. It's so crisp. It's so clean. It's just like, oh, now, do you guys not like the Iron Man, the Captain America? Fuck me, dude. Jesus, Superman.
I'm a huge Man of Steel fan. I will defend that movie till the dying day.
I love you. Think
it is a perfect story for Superman. I love it because he's not perfect. You.
It's not perfect, but I love it.
Because again, he's also still saving people when he knows that he shouldn't. I don't fully disagree with Jonathan Clark's outlook on how Clark should live his life, but I think Zod is, Michael Shannon as Zod was perfect.
So good.
Henry Cavill is awesome. And that is one of the few Superman shirts that I own, is that symbol. Because I like it's the gold, it's not yellow. So again, it's not cartoonish. Yes. It's real.
It's just so good. And like, I hope James Gunn can do a good job with this new one that he's doing. I'm just struggling because I'm like, you literally had Superman. You had him.
Yeah.
And I just, I am not saying this guy.
He left Witcher for this. He left Witcher for this. Are you kidding me?
Like part of my friend,
he was so good in Witcher. It's so ridiculous. Do you watch Witcher?
No, I watched the first half of season one, and then I just got to try. I haven't finished it.
It's so good.
I liked it. I mean, he's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. I like that Superman one because it seems like it's like painted on him. You know, it's just very like, is it him? Is it the suit? Is it the skin? I mean, Henry Cavill, on or off, I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you guys know who Sentry is in Marvel? I'm going to assume yes. Sentry. He's like this. He's basically Superman of Marvel. He's pretty much, that's all he is. He's just like this. Yeah. It was going to be this guy. He was a breaking the zombie show. Walking Dead. He was one of the characters in Walking Dead. He was going to be, he was the Asian guy in Walking Dead.
Oh, Steve Yeun.
He was going to be Sentry. He just left. He quit. And there's an opening spot. And I said, if Marvel's smart, they go get Henry right now. And you give James Gunn the biggest middle finger ever saying, I'm bringing him in to be our Superman. Loser. I digress. All right.
Well, I used to see Michael Shannon like on a daily basis because he lived down the street from where I worked, and so embarrassing. We were like talking at an event once, and like I had porn. He's like, "Oh, where is this from?" I said, "On a farm." He didn't get my reference, and I just had to walk away in shame. But you know, I had to do it.
That's amazing. Oh my God, you're incredible! I love that. All right. I mean, give me your next two rapid fire. Next two rapid fire.
So that works out because the next two that I have are from the same video game. Ooh. So it would be the Joker and Batman from Arkham City.
Great. Great choices. Great.
So to go along with what you said about tights in Arkham City, his suit has way more of like a Kevlar look. Just the texture of it is clearly more body armor than just like fabric. There are gadgets all over the suit. The long ears, I'm a huge fan of. I was never a fan of like the tiny bat ears. They're like, yeah, it's sick. The cape is long. It like hits the ground. It flows a little bit. And then with the Joker, it's again, it's the cartoonishness, but brought into a real sense where he still has like the squirting flower on his lapel. He throws the chattering teeth bombs. But again, it has more of a real look to it. It's not as like a cartoonish purple. It's amazing.
I could not agree.
Yeah.
Damn, those are great. Those just, it's one of those things where they understood the assignment and they nailed it. They're like, we're not. I know a lot of people didn't like this one. I did not mind Pattinson's suit. It was a little too much armor for me. Just a little bit. Like it just, I didn't hate it.
Going to battle.
Yeah. I just didn't.
It is clearly inspired though by Arkham because he has like the pauldrons. Yeah, like it's clearly inspired by it, but like when like the bat thing came off, I thought it was gonna be the Batarang and just use it as like a knife. It does seem very armored.
It does. True. I don't mind it. Don't mind it. I mean, it's 100 times better than Christian Bale's suit. Bale's suit is dreadful. I hate Bale's suit. All of them. Can't stand them. Terrible. No, I know. I get a lot of shit for that, and I am welcomed to it. Bring it, because I get it. But anyway, Diana?
So I'm just going to say a spoiler alert, and if anyone doesn't want to know about Loki Season 2, skip ahead. But right now I'm going to talk about Loki as he transforms into Yggdrasil, because it is the ultimate in, while yes, he's in the driver's seat, technically that's passenger pimp and chic. He's got loafers. He's got like a draped velvet like thing on and those little yoga pants that he has on. I love it. I love the new crown, the way it comes out. The colors, the fabrics, it is comfy chic.
I could not agree more. That entire ending. Like, where is more of that with Marvel? I need more of that.
Yeah. It's him accepting his burden of gloriousness and just being comfy while doing it for all of eternity.
Burdened by glorious purpose.
You know I know what to say. I just can't say things right.
But that's why you have me.
Yeah. And I need to correct, I said Gadot and it's Gail Gadot because
he yelled at me for earlier. You said Gadot. I repeated it and she's like, it's Gadot. And then just said Gadot.
I get nervous.
I understand. I understand. Trust me. I get it. No, we all knew what you meant. No, I agree though.
Purpose.
I remember when I was watching it and his horns came out and his cloak started. I was like, I was put to tears.
I was crying. I was crying. Same. Yeah.
I'm like, it's just perfect. Again, it's one of those times where less is more. And this is the less is more that it was perfect.
It was nothing opulent. It was nothing of being like a king or anything like that. It was just accepting his fates and turning into the god that he is destined
to be. So perfect. I agree. Man, you guys are rocking. Now my list feels kind of dumb. Because
you're gonna laugh at everything I have left.
Well, then what's your next one?
Bubbles from the Powerpuff Girls, because she had a chokehold on me my entire childhood. Okay, talk about tights, little white tights and black Mary Janes and a little blue dress. That was me in the pigtails.
All right, respect. I mean, Powerpuff Girls, man, they're badass. You know, they're coming out of the movie, live action.
Sugar Spice and everything nice. A little bit of Chemical X, though.
Oh my God, I love how much you love it. That's great. Oh, man. Good. All right. I'm going to drop in my... Wait, have I done my... I've done two. I need to do my third, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to go back to back on these because they kind of go hand in hand. You know, I can't have a superhero list without my boy. He's got to be on here, and he's on here twice. Winter Soldier, his stealth suit is fucking badass. Captain America, his stealth suit, the dark-ish, the gray. What's that look for?
Nothing.
Oh, no, you're giving me a look like, sir, I'm about to take you to school. Okay, I was like, yes. I love when I get that look because I'm like, I'm going to learn something good tonight. I remember, like, that was the movie that made me truly fall in love with Captain America. Like, I loved him before, but that suit, I went out and bought the – that was when Under Armour was doing their like, thing with Marvel. And I went out and bought that one. I still have it in my room right now. I love it. It's so simple, but so badass. That the eagle on his chest. You like that one, right?
I do like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's a good one. And then gotta go his endgame. His endgame one is just the scales, like the scales on his chest. Love it. It's a callback to his original that's not tights. In the tights, it kind of looks like he's got like kind of scaly like texture.
Eagle feather.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. That, yeah. That makes more sense. That though. That
America.
Yeah, makes sense. I love the Endgame suit. I love it. Like, if I could take home any suit and wear when I'm just sitting on the couch, that's the one I want to wear out of all of them. Like when Kayla comes home from work and she's like, "What are you doing?" I want to be in that suit. That's the one that I want to be in the most. Mainly because I can hide behind it. Like if I'm wearing Henry Cavill's Superman suit, it's gonna look big. I can't do that. I've wore that. I used to dress up as Spider-Man and go to party events. I used to do that. I don't like wearing tights. You see everything, and they're not, it's not functional. So no, if I'm gonna get away with wearing a suit, I'm wearing Endgame Captain America suit. Love it. Shit. Fred, I'm here.
No, I like both of those choices.
No, those are good. Those are really good.
And again, I think it's also reflective of the Man of Steel suit. The Cap suit is, you know, it's that darker navy kind of blue. It's not like the bright royal blue of the original outfit. It has more of like a functionality to it.
It's not the Stars and Stripes.
Right.
Yeah.
Which they kind of, and we'll get to our least favorite in a second. And one, a Captain America suit is in my least favorite of all time. But when you go to, I think it's in Civil War and Age of Ultron, they kind of had the white and blue in his stomach area. I liked that. It was a little too much. They dulled it down in Endgame, and that's what I liked. They just took the colors and they pulled it down a little bit. They kind of just leveled it out a little. So I agree. All right, Pat, what's your, you've done three, right? So let's go back to back again. Go back to back. Let's hear it.
Two?
Sure. If you have two, three, hit me.
Well, I'll do one, and then I have a tie for those final two, so I'll hold that.
Okay.
I'm going with one of your boys, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I'm going with the armored Spider-Man suit and not the Civil War suit with the arms. I'm talking about, if you look up a comic book called Web of Spider-Man issue 100, it's a giant size. It was the first time he came out in an armored suit, and it's like chrome and black. It is in, I think, the first Spider-Man game for PS5, and then I think there's a version in the second one.
Ooh. Oh, daddy.
Where it's like legit armor. It's not like nano weave or anything like that.
Oh, that looks cool. That looks dope. I can see. Yep, I like that one.
Oh,
yeah, I think you can get that armor in the game, right?
You can get it in the first one 100% because I wore it like the whole game when I played it. There is a version in the second one where it kind of looks like it, but it's a kind of a weird color.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a crocodile.
Yeah. But yeah, that would be my choice.
That's crazy.
I like it. That's a really solid choice. Spider-Man has so many different costumes. that are all so good. I mean, he's got some iconically good suits. Iconically.
And again, to go back even to the practicality of it, you know, yeah, he's Spider-Man and he has like super strength, and I'm sure his healing factor is better than the average humans. But again, his suit isn't bulletproof. He can get shot and can sustain injury because it's just tights. This is more of an armored protective suit.
Yep. I love it. I agree. I don't mind it. Like the Iron Spider suit, I didn't love the design in the MCU, like in the comic books and stuff like that. I love the Iron Spider suit.
Well, it was given him by Iron Man. So in the comic book, it's red and gold. It's Iron Man colors. It looks mm-hmm. way better than like the red, blue, black, like the mishmash of colors. Yeah, the one he gets from the comic book is awesome. It's just mm-hmm. straight Iron Man colors, the red and gold. And
yep, I'm going to show Kayla the original because it does look good. All right, Diana.
Kind of cycling back to what we were talking about before with the Netflix Marvel shows, the Charlie Cox Daredevil, he is probably one of my favorites. It's like my favorite of all the Netflix Marvel shows, but it's just, it's more like not even just the outfit, so to say, his helmet, the mask, like it's just, it's so good when he, oh, it's so good.
It's amazing. I almost put it in my top five. I did.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see him again. And I might only watch the Echo show just to see him.
Hey, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I'm not saying I'm in the same boat, but I'm in the same boat. But I'm not saying I am, but I am. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I want to see my boy.
She gets the show.
I will say, though, I loved his suit. I agree with you. Underrated suit. Is his all black one.
Wait, so I was going to go with that. I was going to go with that, but then I was, because I'm here with the comfy chic. This is the superhero vibe I like. I was actually going to say that.
You're talking about the Dread Pirate Roberts outfit that he wears?
Yes.
His Princess Bride take on Daredevil?
I'm just saying this. Wait, if I'm a goon and I see a homeboy trucking at me.
Car forward everywhere.
Without eyes like that, you're gonna beat my ass up. That is like so cool. I loved it. Again, I like personally the Homecoming Spider-Man suit, the first one, like his homemade one. I loved it. I love it. I love seeing the first adaptations of these suits. I just love it. So good. All right, I'm gonna round mine. Oh, I know, Diane, hit us with one more. Great
okay.
choice.
So there's, again, comfy chic, like I said. So there's a comic book character called Faith. So she was supposed to have a movie come out, and then they sold the rights, and now Universal actually bought them not that long ago. So she's actually a plus-size superhero, and I love her comics because she's super cool. She's kind of like, she's got, like, telekinesis, and she can, like, control things and stuff like that. Her name is Faith Herbert, and it's really just, like, a really cool, like, white coat that's split in the front with, like, ice blue kind of around it, and then like a white jumpsuit kind of thing underneath, but plus size gown and all white jumpsuit. I'm here for it. And she rocks it hard. Yeah.
That does look comfy. Nice. Good choice.
You got to kick ass and be comfortable.
I don't disagree with that. Like I've said, I have dressed up multiple times as Spider-Man and gone to birthday parties as Spider-Man. There is nothing functional or comfortable about those tights. Nothing. And if you're not wearing a dance belt,
they're uncomfortable.
Everything can be seen, every nook and cranny. So I'm just saying they got to have some beans. What?
Frank N. Beans.
Oh, you can see everything. It's a disaster. Disaster.
I will say, try going to the bathroom when you got four layers of black robes on. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
I can only imagine. But I, Diana, I'm with you on this quest you're on of comfort. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree. All right, Pat, hit. I'll go really quick. I'll round off, and then Pat, you can finish. Wait, no, Diana, have you done all yours?
I mean, I have one funny one left, but that's really it.
All right, you do your funny one after. Let me do this. Pat and I will finish. You can finish with the funny one. And then we'll do our least favorite really quick. All right. I can't decide between these two, so I'm just going to have them be, I have my top six. The Mark III Iron Man suit. I love Mark I and Mark II, but Mark III, the first one with the gold, with the yellow and red, the first one is so good. It's just, it's so iconic to see like those colors being put on. Love it. Love it. Because then as Iron Man's story got on, his suits got a little bit different. They got a little too much for me. And they lost the simplicity of his color scheme. And I love his color scheme. Just red and yellow. I love it. Any disagreements?
No.
No.
Fire engine red, a little bit of gold.
What do you think?
Which one? I feel like that's just like the main base for so many. Fire engine red and gold and blue.
It's true.
It's true. And then I'm going to catch some. I'm going to catch some flack for this one. I'm going with Ben Affleck's suit in Batman vs. Superman. That is my favorite Batman suit of all. That is my number one. That is my. No, if I lined up all the Batman and I had them face me, which one would I be scared of the most to come at me in a dark alley? It is absolutely 100% that Batman. 100%. The silver bodysuit. I wasn't a huge fan. I will agree, Pat, that I don't love the small cowl. I don't like that. I agree they need to be long. But the bulkiness, it looked like he was 240 pounds. Just, So, like, I love it. I love that suit. Love it.
So now, are you talking like the armored one when he fights Superman, or about the regular one when he goes like the docks and fights the goons?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And the way I did not like the armor. Armor was dreadful. I will stand by. I did not like it. I know that it was comic book accurate. I know it was. There are some things that just don't come off pages to screen well. And in my opinion, I did not think the armored suit was one of them.
Can I tell you that's so funny? Because last night we just both happened to be up around 3 a.m. and he put on that exact cartoon last night that the Ben Affleck character was based on. And I was like, this looks like a big old fat fucking gorilla stomping around. It's so funny you said that because I actually know exactly what you're talking about now.
I don't mind it in the cartoon. I think it looks good. It makes sense. He's going up against Superman. He's got to have a little side. You know what I mean? But then I just seeing it in the live action just didn't hit for me. But his original suit, I will show Kayla. Oh, wait.
Yeah, but see, I think it would hit differently, the armored one, if he had like the strength that he had. Like that was the whole point of the suit, was to like give him Superman level strength and durability. Where he was just getting his butt kicked.
Not the first one.
But even she's talking about, not even in the armored suit, she's talking about when he's like in the regular one that you like, he's like fighting like the mutants.
Looks like a homeless man. Barefoot.
Oh. That one?
Yeah.
I mean.
He does kind of look gorilla-esque.
But he looks thick.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks.
It's like they made the pecs a little bit too pecked out. Like it's like.
So one's got some cheese on him. Let him rock them titties, man. He's got good titties. D's, let him rock it.
D's on the bat.
Oh, man. I just love it. I'm looking at it now.
It doesn't look that bad. The first picture
you showed. The silver slash gray suit for me with the outlined bat, the thick bat. Oh, so good. I love that suit. Like, I don't love that movie. I don't hate it. It gets a little too much hate, in my opinion. I think Batman vs. Superman is a lot like Iron Man 2. It's just okay to hate it when we really have no reason to hate it. Like, it's not a hateable movie. Does it have issues? Every movie does. But that suit alone...
What?
Good shit. I think it was just
the beginning of the end.
I agree.
But like Wonder Woman flying in and like her music and like that was awesome.
Oh my God, it was amazing. Great scene. So good. All right, round us off, Pat.
So I had a tie at the end and I couldn't take either one out. And it just so happens that they are both X-Men. Oh. So I would go with the X-Force Wolverine outfit. It was actually in one of the Wolverine games, and it's gray and black, and his eyes are like red. So it's more of like a, like how you were saying, like the stealth Captain America. He's part of X-Force, this team, and then they got kind of go on like stealthy type mission. Yeah, it's
yes,
it's insane.
Absolutely. Great choice.
Yeah. And then to tie with that would be one of my favorite X-Men of all time, Jean Grey, but when she is in her Dark Phoenix phase. So again, it's the red and the white with the big phoenix on the chest. Her hair's all flared out.
Great choice. Wait, so just Dark Phoenix, which I look up like comic book?
Like, yeah, I mean, she was in the X-Men cartoon, but if you just do Dark Phoenix and just not Sophie Turner.
Those what movie is that? Not the Sophie Turner one. Isn't there a live-action one with her?
Yeah, that's Phoenix? Yeah.
That's not Sophie Turner, though.
No. So there's two. So there's the one, there's the original
X-Men. You're talking about Meet Jensen.
Yeah.
Which was the third X-Men movie.
Third X-Men movie.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. But she didn't have like the Phoenix suit on. She had like a red
It was a red trench coat. It's all was. That's it. Nothing special there. But all right, Diana, what's your funny one?
So, I mean, it's just the classic superheroes, the superheroes. I mean, we're in 2024 now. I know it was kind of last year, but I'm a Barbie girl. In a Barbie world, and superhero Barbie, aka Super Sparkle, who's kissed by a magical butterfly. She's a princess who's kissed by a magical butterfly and turns into a superhero. Okay? It's what dreams are made of, a princess and a superhero. Okay? Come on now. She's got, it's like a purple dress. She's got, again, a pink cape and just, she's a superhero princess, man. Come on.
Love it.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen that.
That's the comfy sheet. The velvet, the velours, the silks, the chiffons.
All right, who's this? Who? What's her name?
Super Sparkle. Superhero Barbie.
She's literally driving home from work. She goes, is Barbie a superhero? I don't think so. Well, somebody hunted it down.
Okay. All right. I guess that counts. We'll count that. That's good. Well done. I like it.
There's a movie.
Was she in the movie?
There is a movie. You know, I don't think so. No, but there is a movie about that. A cartoon movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she wasn't in the new Barbie movie.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. All right. So we just talked about our favorites. Now, everybody has to have some of their least favorites. So what I want to do is I want to rapid fire. Diana, go through your least favorite. We'll discuss that. Actually, we should save yours for last. I feel like yours is going to be good. We'll save yours for last. We'll do me next, and then we'll save yours for last. Because I feel like you're going to have some good ones on there.
Yeah, I feel like.
Okay. All right. So, Diana.
So, going with my original first was Wonder Woman. So, now Cheetah in the 1984 Wonder Woman movie. Their Brutal. Attempt at outfit is just pure trash. You're literally just putting her in different matching leopard and cheetah prints and various jackets and belts and boots when you could have put her in a beautiful bodysuit, cat suit, done a CGI on her and made her more like the fierce feline she's supposed to be.
Dreadful. Now, dreadful. I'm gonna go ahead and just say one of mine then, because I'm piggybacking her costume, Wonder Woman's, the all gold.
Oh.
I hated it. Awful. Like, I watched it and I was like, these suits are supposed to make me feel inspired. Like, yeah, like, look how good, that's fine. I was like, I have to be trash kicked. It's like a golden doodle. It looks stupid.
So that's the funny, because I was going to make that one of my favorites, because I actually like it, because I like the suit in and of itself, but the way they do it in the movie, it's like, it's supposed to be this powerful, like, object that comes from the first, you know, that the Linda Carter, and then Cheetah just rips it apart like it's a piece of tin. That's what I did.
Like, I agree. She was just like,
yeah, she just really just like it was a car accident. Just beat it up.
Dreadful. Dreadful. All right. Keep going.
Oh, keep going. Okay. The person's terrible. The costume's terrible. Terrible. Mera and Aquaman. It's horrible. It just doesn't make any sense. Nope. I mean, the jelly suit dress was kind of cool, but like, I mean, to sting you, but it's just, it's non-functional. It just, her boobs would be flying out all over the place and terrible person, terrible costume.
Love it. Amber Turd.
Amber Turd. Amber Turd. More turds. Ezra Miller in The Flash when he takes Batman's helmet and turns it into his own. That was terrible trash, and I didn't appreciate that blasphemy that he did.
Just
didn't
so
like
the bad. Movie.
Didn't like what he did it. Just, no. Then he taped it. It was horrible.
What, to me, the what's so frustrating about that movie is the premise of that movie had potential to be very good.
Mm-hmm.
But holy shit, did they just like, yeah, no, we're not going to produce anything
good
at all.
They don't even explain that it's like Savitar coming around that he's transforming into at the end when he's like that lightning bolt guy. It just,
yeah.
It just, that's, I mean, that's what I took on it. And they don't even explain who he's like gradually turning into.
That's a really good least favorite. Because that cost, it's like, it's terrible.
It's disrespectful and it's terrible. Also Agreed. Disrespectful and terrible, Iron Fist in the Netflix show. What
Agreed.
The hell was
that? Agreed.
What
Agreed.
Was that? You're not the
Diana 2024. You have my vote. Agreed.
God, it was horrible. Again, comfy chic. I'm here for it. I want that opulence, but that was terrible. Terrible,
Can
terrible.
We just say,
and then my last is.
Hold on, I want to jump in really her. Quick. Hold on, I want to jump in. I want to jump in. I want to jump in. I want
sorry.
Colleen. I want Colleen Wing to be the next Iron Fist. I don't need Danny Rand. Colleen Wing is such a better character than Danny Rand, in my opinion. She was badass in that show. She is the only redeeming quality of that entire series. So, like, now that it's live action, or it's part of the MCU, I'm hoping that they bring her back. And they're like, the dude that played Danny Rand, I don't know what his name is, they're like, you dude, you lied on your little resume thing and said you did karate.
I think they also cast him because he was coming off of Game of Thrones, you know, so he had name recognizability.
Well, I hope they recast him because he was terrible. Terrible. Oh, do you disagree?
No, he's laughing because I just messed up a word.
Yeah, she messed up like three words. Jammed them all together.
I didn't even notice. So,
yeah.
Hey, all right, who did I say? Who did I say the other day? I do it too. I'll say shit that doesn't even make sense.
No.
It was somebody, and I just botched the name. And it was, I do it too. I do it too. It's okay. We're friends on that one. All right, what's your last one?
My last one is the Scarlet. She's one of my favorite superheroes. If I could have any powers, it would be the Scarlet Witch powers. But her costume, it never evolves. It never changes. It's just like, why do we have to fight in bustiers? Why? It doesn't make sense. You can't have range of motion with things flopping around.
You're not bendy.
Exactly.
So you don't like her updated one in What If? No, not What If. WandaVision, which is the worst Marvel television show. But like, you didn't like, do you not like her suit in that?
No, I mean, I liked her crown. I just didn't really. And the jacket was cool, but also like, it's so tight and it just, you can't do nothing about it. Yeah, sure. I just don't feel like her costume really ever evolved from when we first saw her when everybody else's did. So that's why.
That's
I really
a good point. That's a great, that is a great, it's not that her suit's terrible. It's the fact that it just never progressed. I agree.
Right.
I agree. That's a great take. Well done on your list. Those are solid, terrible costumes. I have some on here that legitimately make me angry that I hate so much. I'm going to start with the worst one, and it's by far the worst suit that has been ever put on screen, and it is Thor's suit in Thor Love and Thunder. His purple and gold suit is fucking miserable. I wanted to vomit because you had him looking so badass in all of his pre- I mean, he literally sucked Mjolnir and Stormbreaker. He's got this chiseled armor on in Endgame. They're like, nah, we're going to give you a bunch of random colors and make you look like confetti threw up on you. Couldn't stand it. Hated it. I think to this day, it is my least favorite costume of all time. All time. I hate it. Yeah, it's bad.
Yes.
Terrible. Terrible. It's so, she's looking at it now. It's miserable. Too much. Less is more. Less is more. All right. Next. This is just piggybacking off of how terrible Joss Whedon is. He has two on here. Joss Whedon's Batman armored suit in the Justice League was miserable. Blech. I mean, he looked like a Lego. He looked awful. There was nothing Batman about that suit at all. It was shiny. Blech. Not a fan. And I don't know if that was originally his. I can't remember. It actually might have been my boy Zack Snyder's suit, but Josh Whedon made it worse, I feel like. Because I watched both versions.
Snyder's also a big Watchmen fan. He did the Watchmen movie, and if you look closely, it very much mirrors Night Owl's costume because he has
the
goggles and
it does. Which I'm not a fan. I just didn't like that one. Didn't like that one. And this is gonna be a shocker to some people. I actually think this might be up there with one of my least favorites as well. Like, but this is close to might be my number one, actually, is Captain America from the first Avengers movie. I hate that suit. I hate it. He looks like a Walmart cosplayer. He looks awful. So bad. Like, I understand they were trying to give him the red, white, and blue, and Mr. Good. Nope. So bad. Hated that. I hate that suit. Every time I watch it, I'm like, doesn't that turtleneck make you want to like cry a little bit every time you have to like put it on? I hate turtlenecks. I hate it. All right. And then I'm going to go the Spider-Man suit from Far From Home, the black and red one. Hate it. Hate it. Far From Home, when he's in London, he remakes his suit and he's black. I don't like the black. I don't like it. I'm just, nope. Nope, did not hit for me at all. And I might catch some flack on this one, but I don't care. The black leathered X-Men suits, did not like them from the first X-Men movie with like Wolverine and...
What would you prefer, yellow spandex?
A little yellow in there. I didn't mind the...
That's what Cyclops says to Wolverine.
What?
That's what Cyclops says to Wolverine in the movie. You guys go outside in these? What would you prefer? Yellow spandex?
Oh, I haven't seen it in years. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, okay. And that can't be in there, so they're making a joke about it then. All right. Let me think of one more then. Hold on, let me think.
Nah, but they don't hit the same.
It just doesn't hit for me. You see, I'm a huge... I don't think I've watched X-Men... 97 or is it 87? Coming out again. 97? The TV show, a cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
There was another one that they came out with. I think it was in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men Ultimate or something. I can't remember.
Evolution?
Yes. So good. So good. I love the X-Men. Like, genuinely love the X-Men. So I'm like, when I watch that live action and I see how terrible their suits are, I'm like, oh, no, that hurts me. I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah, so there's mine. All right, Pat, round us off.
All right, so my first one would be it's a Spider-Man outfit. He, at one point, I think his suit gets, like, destroyed while fighting, and he ends up at the Baxter Building. And they give him a Fantastic Four outfit to wear to get home, but he has to, they don't have masks, so he puts a paper bag over his head. So it's Spider-Man in a Fantastic Four outfit with a paper bag on his head. Look it up. It's actually from the comic books. It's in the video games. It's ridiculous.
Spider-Man with the bag on his head, he was in the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. He was in the Spider-Verse.
Was he really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, now I know.
So there's that. We'll go back to a classic.
A lot of Spider-Man hate going on.
1960s Robin.
Ooh, good.
You got green underwear and elf shoes and like a short sleeve suit. Like, dude, anything dude, is killing.
His shirt was like this.
Yeah.
It was like, it was in between a shirt and a short sleeve. It's like, tight. It goes fine.
Green underwear, and his legs were bare. And he's wearing like elf shoes, and his cape goes to like the middle of his back. So you're not like floating or gliding with that. You can't even pull like Batman powers.
That is such a great, that's such a great pick. That is such a good pick. Oh.
And like just the one eyepiece going across. Like, dude, we can see your hair, your whole head. You can see your arms, your leg. Like if anybody has seen Dick Grayson in a bathing suit, they're going to know that you're you.
That's so true. I mean, like if I'm walking in public and I'm walking around like this.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, how do you know it's me? It's like,
I at least understand Clark Kent with Superman because
glasses,
right? But he portrays himself as a weak, unsure version of a human. So when he takes the glasses off and he's Superman, he's a completely different person. Yes, it is ridiculous.
I mean, his face is glasses
and/or a hat, but
I get it.
So my next one, where's Diana?
I love that we're all wearing glasses.
Oh, we are.
I obviously liked a CW1 on my list. I also have a CW1 that I hate. And that would be the person who's over my shoulder, Green Arrow from season one. I don't mind the later seasons because, again, at least he puts on the mask. This one, he literally puts black paint over his eyes. And the hood doesn't even fully cover his face.
So brutal. Brutal. I agree.
And he doesn't even go full Christian Bale with the voice. He still sounds exactly like Stephen Amell when he talks as the Arrow. So it's like, dude, really? You're talking to people that have known you your whole life. Like, you really think they're not going to know it's you?
I do love season one, though.
Season one is a great season.
It is.
We're not talking about seasons. We're talking about costumes.
I know. I agree with you. I agree. You know whose costume was shitty in that show? Was Speedy Roy. His costume was ass.
Because it was the same thing? It was just red?
He didn't have a hood. He didn't have a hood. He had the buzz. His head was out.
Oh, right. They didn't add the hood until it was the sister, until it was.
Oh, so bad.
I like Cassidy's. Was it Yellow Canary?
Black Canary.
Black Canary?
Oh, it's she just, was good.
I didn't like the costume.
I didn't like the costume, but she was good. She was good.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my next one, and that hater on Discord, who I hope listens to this because he's ripping on Universal. This one is actually from Universal. It would be Electro in the Spider-Man ride. I've never understood Electro's costume in that because he has like the lightning bolts like coming off of his head and like fins.
Yeah.
It seems very unpractical.
I agree.
It's very strange. I agree. I get it's from like the comic book and all that, but it's still a weird.
Just because it's from the comic books
doesn't mean that it's good.
It doesn't mean that it's good. It doesn't. I mean, imagine if Captain America was running around with what he was wearing in the comic books. We wouldn't like it.
Right. If he had like legit eagle feathers like on his shoulders and everything and like, yeah, the wings hanging off.
I agree. That's a good one. Love the ride, though. I think it's
top ride's amazing.
Three. But I do agree. His suit, I've never liked his suit. Electro's suit has always been like, ew. Don't you're not intimidating. Anyway,
it's continue. Just a weird suit. And I don't understand the color scheme, green and yellow, yet he's lightning.
I'm colorblind, so he just looks yellow or green to me. So, like, it's a bad look.
Bad look. Gotta make it even worse. And then I have a tie for my last, and they are both from movies. The Scarecrow from The Dark Knight. I love the mask. I hate that he's always in a suit.
I agree.
He's not in like a Scarecrow farmer outfit. I get like you can't go like full on with it, but he's just always in like his doctor suit with the mask on. It doesn't fill me with fear, which is what the Scarecrow is supposed to do with the fear toxin and everything. And then my last, the one that ties for it is from Dawn of Justice, and that would be their iteration of Doomsday. It was atrocious. It didn't look like Doomsday. Yeah. It wasn't Doomsday. It looked horrible.
That's honestly, now that you say it, I don't think they, like I said, I don't hate that movie, but that could not have been a worse interpretation of Doomsday, in my opinion.
And if you even want to argue about Like, if you're going to say that that's not a legit pick for me because that's just how he looks, I'll even go one further. They could have put him in the green, it's like a green suit that he's in, like when he breaks out of the prison and you don't see his flesh yet. It's like a containment suit.
Oh, yeah.
Even that would have looked dope, but like the circular eyes, it's all green. It's like this big hulking monster. You don't know what he looks like underneath yet. Even that would have been better than what they did in Dawn of
Justice. I agree.
Oh.
We're forgetting one of the biggest drops of all time in comic book movie history when it comes to looks and costume. Dr. Doom from the Fantastic Four with Michael Teller.
I don't want to talk about that. That's why it's not on my list.
Holy
that entire movie. Because everybody looks like garbage in that.
Garbage!
Everybody.
Hot garbage.
Wait, did you say Michael Teller? It's Miles Teller?
Yeah.
And oh, I'm Michael sorry.
No, yeah, but Michael B. Jordan is in the movie too, right? So you just combine the both.
But yeah. Even him as Human Torch looked bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to show Kayla.
This is a bad movie.
You see it?
Ben Grimm's The Thing looked
I don't horrible. Remember it at all.
And I mean, oh my God. Like, what the fuck is that? It looks so bad. Like, where did they see that? And they're like, yeah, that's our Dr. Doom. Ew! Like, what?
Yeah. You didn't even try to make it look like the mask.
No, it didn't. Terrible. Now, and I will say, I'm going to throw one more into the good category, two more into the good category. Thanos looked amazing. Perfect, in my opinion. He looked the part of intimidating and perfect. Loved the way he looked.
I was upset the whole first movie. He didn't wear the helmet.
I agree.
He took it off like 2 minutes in and then never put it back on.
The helmet.
It's your whole look.
The helmet is the look for, dude. The helmet is chef's kiss. And then Darkseid. The Darkseid we got from the Zack Snyder's movie for a couple minutes we got of him. He looked awesome.
Yes. Even Steppenwolf looked better in that.
Yeah.
Steppenwolf again, looked amazing.
We got to throw another Batman in. The Batman, the nightmare sequence suit with like the jacket. Oh, I love that suit. I'm telling you, Ben Affleck is the best Batman we've had. He's the most intimidating. He's terrible Bruce Wayne, because we've discussed, because it's almost like that. They're separate characters. Reminds me of someone else. I'm trying to put my.
You're going against your argument right now.
How am I going against? But they're literally separate characters.
But they're the same person.
They're in the same. They're in the same body, obviously, you dork.
Mark. I can't stand with you on that one.
All right. Well.
Let's. Like, rewind to pretend I didn't.
Bruce Wayne is the mask.
Yeah,
he's always Batman. Bruce Wayne is the costume. He's putting on the portrayal of that.
Respect.
Anakin is never portraying Vader. Vader is never portraying Anakin.
That's a good point. That is a fabulous point. I'm an idiot. You're the king. This is why you're the master. This is why you're Darth Omegas, and I am your scrawny little Padawan forever and always. So I love it.
And also, Zack Snyder gave us the black and white Superman outfit in that movie, which looked amazing.
That Flash suit, pretty good. I like that one. I liked that Flash suit, and I didn't like it when it in the
its movie. See, I don't like it. It's too armored.
That's what I like. But I can see the argument. I can see the argument for it. But I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we could go on and on about these characters and these suits. So if we missed any, please let us know. Which ones do you hate that you just see and you're like, oh, it's too much hate. Aside from the CGI, I don't hate the Green Lantern suit. I don't.
The mask is weird.
The mask is weird. His eyes got really like powdery blue, but hey. You're gonna get me started on this one now?
No. Turn me off. I'm sorry.
Turn me off. I don't know where I was going. Where was I going? Oh, well, if there's any that we forgot, please let us know. Comment. Send Pat Diana, Kayla, me a message saying, yo, you guys forgot this one. I think we did a pretty good job of covering some of the best and worst. I don't really think we left any out.
It's so subjective and so broadband that it's like kind of hard to choose.
And there's so many.
There is so many.
As we're going, I'm like thinking more. Like Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman suit was amazing.
Point.
I think also because like you saw her making it, you saw the jacket that she took it from, you saw her sewing it, you saw her putting the pointed fingernails through it, you got to see her creation of it.
Sure. And then again, I think it's what type of character you enjoy. Like, yes, I agree. And then I don't even hate the Anne Hathaway Catwoman suit because, again, it has the cat burglarness to it. She has the goggles, you know, the Kevlar kind of look, like scrambling security cameras. Michelle Pfeiffer's is more fighting.
It's the cat suit, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's why these conversations could just go on for forever because there's so many characters. There's so many different versions of these guys' costumes. I mean, we didn't even really get into like Across the Spider-Verse movies because there's some really good suits in that one too. But we won't dive into it. We could, you know, I talk about those suits all the time because I love them. But that's it. That's all we got. Those are our best and worst suits. So many to pick from, so many great ones, so many bad ones as well. Guys, thank you so much for joining. I always love having you guys on.
Thanks for having us. It was fun.
Can I be honest? I kind of forgot we were recording for a second because I thought we were just on the phone talking like we usually do. And I'm like, oh shit, I got to like actually wrap this up. God dang it. So that's exactly what I wanted. Mission accomplished. Everyone, we love you guys. We'll be back again. Like I said, Elemental Christmas is on its way out. Peak is ready. If you are looking to take your health to the next level, please DM me. And yeah, that's all I got. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you. You guys know our send-off. Send it.
May the brew be with you.
That was perfect. That's the best one yet. Yes.